loves, it's LJ, and you're listening to The Gritty City and the Shenanigans That Live Here. Thanks for tuning in. So in keeping with recording content for you in real time, I want to talk about protecting your peace where social media is concerned. Now that a lot of you are quarantining yourself willingly or unwillingly, I'd like to know what you're doing with yourselves. I found that I was spending a lot of time scrolling on Facebook and IG. I wasted a lot of time on social media without regard for my goals and my endeavors and my to-dos. Perhaps some of you listening now have done the same. Well, keep listening. I'm going to tell you about something I experienced just this past Friday evening and how I changed my perspective and the narrative. I'll be back after this break. Welcome back. This is LJ, and you're listening to The Gritty City and the Shenanigans That Live Here, and we're talking about protecting your peace. Now, I'm doing much better since I drastically reduced my visits to Facebook. Now it's once a week and no more than that, and I post if I want to post, because that's my business, as Tab says, and sometimes I don't post, and I just look, and if I see something I just don't approve of or don't like, I just keep on scrolling. But I got tired of seeing posts where people I knew would post something on their feed, and it was usually messages about women being bitches and hoes. And what's even worse is before I saw those posts, I wanted to invite these folks on as a guest co-host for this podcast. Well, that never happened. These people were promoting a message I couldn't get behind. I, at times, had to pause their feed, and I did so because it was just too much. So I've decided to also limit what I will comment on IG. In some cases, I've blocked accounts, and the accounts that I block are people or accounts that reference practicing witchcraft or voodoo, or videos of people fighting. And let me just preface what I'm getting ready to say is you do what you do on your own IG account, on your own Facebook account. Doesn't mean that I have to follow it. Doesn't mean I have to agree with the message that you're posting. So what I do is my business. So if I decide to unfollow you or put your feed on pause, then I have to do that to protect my peace, just as you and whoever else is doing the same thing. So getting back to these pages that I had to either unfollow or delete, some of them actually promoted entrepreneurship, black or ethnic businesses, brands, and clothing lines. And some were even posting about the Black experience and ways to uplift ourselves. But then came out of nowhere, then came out of left field, conspiracy theories. One recent post was a picture of Black patrons sitting on a transit bus in the back, being quarantined off with tape. And the statement that the picture was an example of was class discrimination, as the owner of this IG account stated. Now, this particular account I had been following for maybe a month. No, actually, I'd been following this account for longer than that. So I was feeling some kind of way that now they are just posting this picture. We don't know the story behind this picture. We don't know if something happened on that bus prior to it needing to be taped off with the patrons in the back. We don't know where the picture was taken. We don't know if it was taken somewhere in the South, you know, maybe in a neighborhood that has mostly brown and black people that live there. We don't know the story. And I, when looking at it, had a totally different perspective. My thoughts were, You want transit to continue to run from point A, then to point B, then to point C, right? During this COVID-19 pandemic, you got to keep the transit buses rolling because some people still have to go to work and they may not have transportation for whatever reason. So my take is the city must still help take steps to keep the transit operators safe, because without our transit operators, we won't have transit buses out there on the roads, again, going from point A to point B to point C. And I explained this. I explained what I had learned about specifically speaking to Seattle Transit. And the owner of the account then posed the question, well, don't they being the patrons in the back of the bus, don't they deserve to be protected too? Well, my response, of course they do. And that wasn't my message. That is never my message. Just because you are black or brown, that you don't deserve to be protected. This owner of this account must have been crazy to think that that's what I was trying to communicate. Everybody deserves to be protected. But if you want to talk about class, it's not just the lower and middle class who ride transit. Unfortunately, during times like this, we know there's not a lot going on out there in the world because a lot of entertainment venues have been shut down. But if you want to talk about class, let's talk about the fact that people going to outdoor events, or at least they used to, would sometimes ride transit because they couldn't find public parking close to the event. How about people who are unable to walk long distances or people who are unable to operate a vehicle? They may be using public transportation because it helps them maintain their independence, no matter what race they are. No one can possibly know all the reasons why somebody or why multiple people or groups or people in a certain neighborhood are using transit, except for those individuals or those groups. Nobody could possibly know. I mean, how can we? I was so frustrated with this post. Now, the owner of the account responded to another follower who tried to explain why the picture was not an example of class discrimination. The owner's response was that the city and transit operators should be doing more to protect the patrons to use public transit, like providing them with masks. I digress. So now the city is responsible for providing masks for people who are using transit of their own free will. The city isn't making people get out of bed, get a shower, get cleaned up, get dressed, get a bite to eat, and walk to the transit station or the bus stop. The city isn't making people step up on that bus. Just like the city isn't making people go to crowded grocery stores where people don't wear masks. I was in the store the other day and nobody had a mask on. I asked management why, and she promptly said it's because we're not forcing our people to wear masks. Wearing masks isn't required. Okay, so then we all each have to protect ourselves. And if people choose not to wear a mask, then they don't wear a mask. Or perhaps the bigger question is, how can people in certain areas, certain neighborhoods, get a hold of masks? How can they get masks? Maybe that should have been the question that this account owner should have posed. So to me, the owner of this account obviously didn't know much about what the cities were doing. The transit buses in Seattle are sprayed and cleaned every day. And I know this because I've spoken with a Seattle transit operator who has witnessed it being done. After all of that, here's my point. I realized after I responded to that post on IG that I started to feel tense and anxious. It didn't help that I also scrolled past a video of a man on a telephone pole being electrocuted and catching fire. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Some people want to see that kind of stuff. I get it. Because it makes them maybe feel better about their own lives. But after some reflection, I came to terms with why I was so bothered by this post of a group of people sitting in the back of the bus. Yes, they were black men and women, I think one or two of them had masks on, but the others didn't. But here's why I was so bothered. Number one, I had followed this account, again, it had to have been for months or maybe even over the last year. And I was disappointed to learn that this account, who often posted about supporting Black businesses, was expressing a view that I just couldn't get on board with and that seemed out of place for what was usually provided as content on this page, which is why I began following this page, or why I began following this account. Everyone has their own views, and I respect that. But I don't have to accept those views, and I don't have to look at it every single day. Why? Because that's my choice, that's my opinion, and that's my business. I'm not trying to force my opinion on anybody else, but I at least want people to know the full story. Now, I didn't have the full story behind that picture, and neither does any of that account's followers. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to post a picture, post where you got that picture from. Was it from an article? Is it a picture you took yourself because maybe you're a photographer? What year was that picture taken? Was it taken this month? Was it taken last month? What city was that picture taken in? Okay. And number two, the owner of this account didn't even comment about what was really going on with transit. And there are going to be people who are going to jump on the bandwagon because they believe in what this account is promoting. No one knows the backstory. They see an image and immediately go from 0 to 60. I know, because I've done it before. Number three, just merely having an exchange with a person via social media was messing with my peace of mind. Dare I not close my eyes to what I see as injustices? I get it. But dare I not protect my own peace? We are not made up the same. It can take more to get someone emotionally riled up. For others, it can take a whole lot less. Going back and forth with this person over a picture or a post was not a battle I wanted to pursue. My message is to protect your peace. Don't be afraid to unfollow someone on Facebook or on IG when you no longer feel that you are getting some sort of benefit or relief by viewing what they post. I follow pages on IG that post pictures of home gyms because, you know, I love working out. I love lifting weights. I follow motivational speakers and relationship experts such as Mel Robbins and Mark Groves. There are so many other people that I follow, but a lot of it has to do with motivating me. Sometimes to get out of bed. Yes, I have those moments. Motivating me to work on these side hustles. And sometimes, yes, I do need motivation. I do need positive reinforcement, even if it's from somebody I don't know, but that's why they're posting motivational content. They're reaching audiences of those whom they do not know, and I'm here for it. So I won't go into all those different types of pages that I follow. But I will say, you know, Mel Robbins, she posted something back in December 2019. And let me tell you, when I finished viewing her post, I got up off my couch and I went to the trademark website and I applied for my trademark. And it was something she said in that post that just triggered me to get my butt up and to act. Mark Groves, he usually posts something that helps me think clearly about a relationship issue. And I think a lot, like right before I get out of bed. So, and I know they say you're not supposed to do this, but I will look at Mark Groves' posts sometimes at 5 o'clock in the morning just to remind myself either that I'm handling something correctly or that I'm not handling something correctly, because when I get my day started, sometimes I don't have time to think about that. And what's more important, too, is the fact that his delivery is a no-holds-barred type of delivery. And I will admit, sometimes his delivery is brash, but I get it. I totally get it, and I love the honesty. So, be deliberate in who you follow. Sometimes your friends are one way when you're around them, and then they become keyboard warriors when posting on social media. I'm a firm believer in the fact that you can tell what kind of friends you have when you look at what they post. As for IG, before I would follow an account, scroll past her posts, but now if I see something suspect, I'll unfollow and I'll keep it pushing. Even if the guy that I'm following is somebody that is a workout guru, or he's just heavily into the gym and he's fine and he's buff and he clearly works out, even if he posts something that makes me want to follow him, I will scroll through his feed. And if he posts a lot about big booty women or his collection of designer swag, then I keep it pushing because that's my business, as Tab says. I don't want to follow somebody that isn't going to provide some sort of enlightenment. And that's not the type of enlightenment I'm looking for. If the accounts you follow excite you, make you think about life differently, or motivate you, then that's great. But if you follow accounts that make you sad, angry, depressed, or even suicidal, stop what you're doing right now, go to your social media accounts, and unfollow those folks. Unfollow those accounts. Remember, you are not showing up for yourself if you willingly follow accounts that make you feel terrible. Protecting your peace is your responsibility, and don't forget that. Well, loves, that's all I have for you. Thanks for tuning in to this podcast. I'm LJ, your host, and this is the gritty city and the shenanigans that live here. Don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget to leave your comments. I look forward to reading what you have to say, or leave a voice recording. You can do that as well. This podcast is available on 8 different platforms and probably more by now. So tune in where you find your podcasts. Have a great week.